88.3 Southern FM.
This is The Space Show with Andrew Rennie. Sometimes you have to eat humble pie and admit you were wrong. When I watched films of the test flights of the spindly helicopter being built to fly on Mars, I thought that it would take off, capsize and crash. How wrong I was. The Ingenuity helicopter made its first flight on 2021, April the 19th. It has now made 48 flights, flown almost 11 kilometres and logged over 84 minutes in the air. On the way, it has taken thousands of photographs of the terrain below it. Travis Brown is chief engineer for the Ingenuity Mars helicopter at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena. Late last week, he wrote this update on the status of the helicopter and how it is teamed with the Mars rover Perseverance that delivered it to Mars. Now, Perseverance had landed on the floor of a large crater called Jezero, adjacent to an ancient river delta. Having explored the floor of Jezero, Perseverance is now climbing to the top of the delta deposit, following a valley. This is what Travis wrote.
The Perseverance rover spent the first two Earth years of its mission on Mars driving and sampling within Jezero crater. As anticipated, Jezero was found to be rich with interesting geological features, and the rover used 21 of its precious 43 sample tubes in the region. The rover wrapped up this science campaign by dropping 10 of these samples in a backup depot area for retrieval by a future mission. With this important work out of the way, the rover's science team eagerly turned its attention to the prospect of new and exciting discoveries in the unexplored area on the delta top. To reach these areas as quickly as possible, the scientists planned an aggressive driving campaign up the river delta. The first stop in this race up the delta would be the Tenby region, which is home to some of the most geologically interesting outcrops of the delta. This fresh terrain represented a golden opportunity for Ingenuity to prove its worth to the rover's science mission. Providing the rover team with reconnaissance images just a few days before the rover reaches a site gives scientists significantly more time to determine their exploration priorities, and gives rover planners advanced notice of any unexpected terrain. With the fading of Martian winter, Ingenuity now had enough power to fly hundreds of meters ahead of the rover with each flight and deliver on the promise of being a real science scout. There were just a few complications. First, unlike the relatively flat and unobstructed crater floor, the canyon-like river delta presented some serious communication challenges between the rover and the helicopter, meaning that the helicopter could never hope to get more than a few hundred meters ahead of the rover. This effectively nullified any speed advantage Ingenuity had over the rover. Second, unlike the Jezero crater floor, the rover would not be loitering in any spot for more than a few sols, meaning that if the helicopter ever fell behind, there would be precious little time to catch up before falling out of communications range. Third, the helicopter is required to maintain a wide keep-out zone around the rover during flight. Normally, this isn't a problem, but in the narrow channels of the river delta, it effectively means that Ingenuity doesn't have enough space to pass the rover if it ever falls behind. The end result of these constraints was to put the helicopter in the precarious mode of making short but frequent flights timed to stay just ahead of the rover as it drove. The race up the delta began cautiously at first, with a scouting flight over an outcrop called Rocky Top on Sol 689. This was Flight 41. This was needed because one of the most critical things that Ingenuity, and to a lesser extent Perseverance, needs for planning is a good understanding of the terrain. This understanding comes primarily from expert planetary geologists who correlate high-rise satellite imagery with the terrain observed on the ground. There was some concern that the terrain in the river delta was so unlike that seen in the flat crater floor that it might invalidate these correlation models. After imagery from Flight 41 showed that we could still trust our terrain understanding to find landing sites, we had everything we needed to start flying. The race began in earnest with Flight 42 on Sol 697, with the helicopter flying past Rocky Top and landing near Jenkins Gap. Out of the gate, it became apparent just how hard this process was going to be. Even the modest 240 meters distance covered by Flight 42 had taken us out of communications range. Attempts to bring back useful science images from the flight resulted in nothing but a few garbled packets, just enough to show us the helicopter was still alive. It took another four sols before the rover was close enough to restore communications and get any useful data back to the rover. By that time, the rover was practically on top of the helicopter and another urgent flight was needed. Unfortunately, the flight data also showed a curious and potentially dangerous issue with the landing hazard mitigation system, which had been used successfully since Flight 39 on January 11 this year. The team worked around the clock to understand the issue, giving the all clear with just enough time to fly before being overtaken on Sol 708. This game of cat and mouse repeated itself several more times over the next few flights, with the helicopter operations team eventually setting a new record for flight frequency. While the helicopter team typically hopes to fly as often as once a week, we ultimately completed four flights, numbers 42 to 46, in the space of just 9 days. As promised, the team has also started pushing the flight envelope of our resilient rotorcraft. Starting with Flight 43, we changed the standard flight altitude from 10 meters to 12 meters in preparation for higher flight speeds. We then proceeded to set a new flight speed record of 6 meters per second during Flight 45, with plans to increase it further over upcoming flights. These accomplishments are a real testament to the dedication of our hardworking guidance, navigation, and control team. Taken together, these incredible efforts allowed the helicopter to stay ahead of the rover all the way up the Delta, arriving at Aberkastel while holding a respectable 2-sol lead on Perseverance. Aberkastel is within sight of Tenby. A number of issues, such as communications failures, anomalies with the rover, and a recurrence of a known helicopter camera issue, have since conspired to prevent us from getting advanced reconnaissance of Tenby. But we're looking forward to scouting other nearby science targets while the rover is occupied over the next few sols. This was just the opening chapter of what has the potential to be an epic kilometers-long race on the Red Planet.
The words of Ingenuity's team member, Travis. And yes, it's quite fascinating to see where it is going and where it has been. And yes, one must eat humble pie, I was wrong. Now, in 2021, a group called Justly Deserved wrote this about the Perseverance Mars rover.
This was a ship that put to Mars on a half year's voyage through the stars. It flew to space on an Atlas V not 7 months ago. Soon will the planet appear and we'll burn our way through its atmosphere. 7 minutes of fire and flame before we reach the ground. The Martian deserts once were wet, but we haven't found any microbes yet. So Percy's headed to an ancient lake to have a look around. Soon will the planet appear and we'll burn our way through its atmosphere. 7 minutes of fire and flame before we reach the ground. Pop the chute. The air's too thin, we've got to fire our rockets again. Fly our way to a landing site where the sky crane sets us down. Soon will the planet appear and we'll burn our way through its atmosphere. 7 minutes of fire and flame before we reach the ground. While Percy digs up Martian dirt to pack and ship back to the Earth, its solar-powered chopperbot will fly the Martian skies. Soon will the planet appear and we'll burn our way through its atmosphere.
And as we've heard, that landing of Perseverance and the flight of the helicopter has been successful. As we mentioned earlier in the show, the Lunar and Planetary Science Conference was held this month in Texas. One of the information sessions discussed the plans to bring the samples of Mars collected by the Perseverance rover to Earth for analysis. The plan had been to use a fetch rover to pick up the sample capsules and bring them to the return lander. Now the plan has been changed to use two helicopters based on the Ingenuity design. Jeff Gambling is the director of the Mars Sample Return Program at NASA headquarters, and he described the new plan to the conference.
I'm sure you all remember that at one point we were looking at the possibility of needing two landers, one to land the Mars Ascent vehicle and another to land the Sample Fetch rover. About a little less than a year ago, we made the decision to go with a one-lander architecture. We de-scoped the sample retrieval rover, and instead we are flying two helicopters on the one lander, and that those would be how we would go and get samples that are cached on the surface. So let's talk a little bit more about the helicopters. So I think you've all been following the successful flights of Ingenuity on Perseverance. We're taking that design and we're augmenting it to serve the purpose we need. The main augmentations are adding a gripper to be able to carry it, pick up a tube and carry it, and ground mobility or wheels so that we can land next to the tube and then drive over it so that we're in the position to grab it and then fly it back to our lander. We've been doing testing in the chamber. Basically, those augmentations bring mass growth, and we've been doing testing of an engineering model of Ingenuity in a chamber simulating the pressure on the surface of Mars to validate what we've got to do to make sure we've got both lift and controllability. So we're making good progress there. Again, though, that was a kind of a late addition, so we're trying to catch up with where we're at with the helicopter development, but we're making good progress.
So that's quite an ambitious program to bring those samples back from Mars. Now, Daniel Kelly comes from YASS in New South Wales, and he's been following the progress of the Ingenuity helicopter, and he has written this song, which is called Is There Flight on Mars? And I think you might recognise the tune.
That's on Mars is just two-thirds that of ours. Anything that goes up too fast is sure to have flown its last. And you need some atmosphere if you're hoping the ground to clear. Air on Mars is very thin, it's hard even to begin. Only 1% that of here, not much use for flying, I fear. But those NASA folks, they are smart when it comes to the flying arts. Of anything flying on Mars were 1,000,000 to 1, they stand. The chances of anything flying on Mars were 1,000,000 to 1. But look what they've done. It was 2014 when JPL had a dream that the rover could have a drone, a pet of its very own. The Mars helicopter scout would take off and fly about. It was launched a year ago, but this week it put on a show with a small piece from the brothers Wright. It flew on the planet last night, another step on the planet Mars. in our journey to farther stars. Flying on Mars were a million to one, they said. The chances of anything flying on Mars were a million to one. Look what they've done. The chances of anything flying on Mars were a million to one, they said. The chances of anything flying on Mars were a million to one, but look what they've done.
Yes, I love that, Daniel Kelly. Is there flight on Mars? This is the space show.